We're doing the Ketur Shana with Mekochayim. Gam HaTzibur Yamdu B'Sha'a Shakanim Mivachim Otam. We saw that. That people should stand out of respect when they're being blessed, the blessing of the Kohanim. Now, the Kohanim make a blessing of Birchas Kohanim, and the Chazan is not allowed to answer Amen after their blessing, because we're concerned that he will get confused. He'll say Amen, and then he'll lose his place. Okay, if he's confident, he has his finger in the sitter, he could say Amen. The Kohanim sway in their blessing, and that's because the blessings are really each divided into two blessings. They sway, Yevarechecha, Hashem should bless all of you, they sway. Hashem, they stand, Veyishmerecha, and Hashem should watch you. And again, they sway their hands when they say Veyishmerecha. Ya'er Hashem panav Eilecha, Hashem should shine his face to you, and then they sway their hands when they say Eilecha. Vichuneka, and Hashem should give you chen. Again, they sway their hands. Two blessings in each blessing. Yisa Hashem panav Eilecha, and the word Eilecha, again, they sway their hands. Hashem should uplift his favor towards you. Ve'asem lecha shalom, Hashem should make peace upon all of you, and again they sway their hands. So on the yevarechecha v'yishmerecha eilecha v'chuneka lecha and shalom. He says lecha, maybe it should be eilecha. And then after Birchos Kohanim, the shalich tzibur begins with sim shalom, and the Kohanim turn around. When they turn around, they say, Ribon Olamim, Master of the Worlds, Asinu Ma Shegazalta Aleinu, we did what you decreed upon us. Meaning they have a mitzvah to do the Birchos Kohanim. They say, we did what you told us to do. Asei Kmo Shivtachtanu, and you too should do as you promised us. Hashkifa Mimon Kodshecha Min HaShamayim, look from your heavenly, your holy heavenly place in heaven. Uvarech Tamechat Yisrael, bless your people, your nation Israel. And that's what the Veta Adamashon Tataranu, and the ground you gave us, the land you gave us. So most people don't say Veta Adamashon Tataranu, they just say Uvrech Tamchat Yisrael. Rav Chaim David Alevi suggests that maybe they should add that Veta Adamashon Tataranu Kashon Nishbat Alavoteinu Eretz Avat Chalav Udvash, which is the conclusion of the verse. He says, today we have the land of Israel, so it's logical that they should also ask Hashem to bless the land of Israel. Now they try to prolong that prayer to finish it with the concluding of Shmoneh Esrei, so that when the Tzibur answers Amen to the Chazan's blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amvorech Tamo Yisrael B'Shalom, they'll answer Amen to the Kohanim's blessing as well. And let's say they finished their Ribon Olamim, so then they add what we, the Tzibur says, which is Adir Bamarom. When the Kohanim have finished blessing us, as the Chazan is saying, Sim Shalom, so we say, Adir Bamarom, Shochen Bigvura. Adir, awesome one. Bamarom, up above. Shochen Bigvura, you rest up in might. Ata Shalom, Meshimcha Shalom. You are peace, and your name is peace. Where's that written? Let's look in it.
Yes.
It's a halacha.
I
think it is. Let's see. Shachar? That's what the Shachar is. Yes. Look over here. Yeah, Sim Shalom.
Kohanim bless us after Birchas Kohanim. You're supposed to say, as is printed in Tfilat Kol Peseder, Adir Mamom Shchen Bigvura Ata Shalom Neshirim Chashalom. You are peace, your name is peace. Yiratzon, you see it. May it be the will before you, Hashem, that you place peace upon us and upon all of Am Yisrael. I don't know if Art Scroll has it, because that's a Chutz Laretz Siddur. Right. Yadam from Art Scroll, what can I do?
But it's not even Renat Yisrael either.
Let's look. Take out a sitter. Let's see.